What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from someone who really lived it. Man, we are back, and I am your host, Chandler Wooten, former linebacker, team captain, and NFL vet. And today we got a special one, man. Joining us today is one of the fastest to ever come through Auburn, elite track speed, former NFL player, and a real game breaker, Flash himself, Anthony Schwartz. Flash, what's going on, bro?
What's up? How you doing? Man? It's been a little minute, man.
It's been a minute. I appreciate you coming on, man.
I appreciate you having me on, and it's been fun.
Yes, sir. Absolutely, man. And I just want to start here because obviously people see the highlights, and I don't think they really understand what your speed was really like. And so when did you kind of realize, like, yeah, I'm different and I can really kind of go places with this?
Shoot, it was really after my sophomore year during track season, because, like, I took track seriously, but I never, like, I just wanted to use it to get faster. Then at the end of my sophomore year, I ran 10-2 at a regionals. I was like, I told my boy, like, I'm like, if I run 10-2, I'll think about just sticking to track. And then I ran 10-2. I'm like, damn, I can't keep to that word because I didn't really mean it. But right. But no, yeah, after my sophomore year, that's when I kind of felt like, oh, like I'm a little different with my speed.
Yeah, no, 10-2 was crazy as a sophomore in high school. And so, like, obviously you landed at Auburn, right? And so when you got to Auburn, was there like an adjustment period as far as like the speed of the game, or was it kind of like, I'm here and I'm just going to do what I do?
It was kind of more of I'm here. Like, the most adjustment I had to do was because, you know, August was like with pace. So, right. You know, 7-on-7, 4 plays in and out. As soon as the play's over, run back to the line, team, 4 plays. As soon as you get back, 1 play's over, run back to the line. So that's really, it was really more adjusting to that part of it, like running in a real pace offense, and it was like the real speed of the game. But then obviously, like, going against y'all, like, it was like a different thing because, like, I played against them. Like, my high school had a lot of guys that went D1, a lot of guys that are in the NFL. But, like, it's different, like, when every single position is, like, a guy. And so that was kind of a little bit of my adjustment period. But I was able to kind of adjust to it easily.
Right, yeah. Kind of like that welcome to the SEC speed and physicality. Just that, that was probably just the adjustment, not more so as the speed. Yeah, not that, bro. And obviously just backtracking to your sophomore year when you found out that was – what you wanted to do, and kind of just realizing that, you know, I'm here and my speed is different. We all kind of have that moment when we're growing up where we realize we're different. And so obviously that's what kind of makes Auburn special. Like, we all come from different places, different backgrounds, and we all come to kind of work towards a common goal. And it's never just individual. Like, it's always been about units and the team having identity on both sides of the ball. And so when we were there, sometimes it felt like the offense and defense had their own personalities, right? Like, same program, different energy. And so I'm curious just to hear from you, like, watching Auburn from the outside in right now, do you feel like that's still a thing, or do you feel like we're on the road to kind of blending that culture together?
Honestly, I think now we're on the road to kind of blending it, because obviously, like, I wasn't close with the last staff, but I knew some of the guys. I'm like, I knew Coach Davis. I knew some of the guys on that team, but they felt separated. Like, it was offense versus defense. And you can kind of tell that's kind of what the vibes were. Right. But being in the team meeting the day before the spring game and just watching the spring game, like, everyone's, like, on the same page, on the same mission. Like, no one's, like, this versus that. It's not offense versus defense. It seems like an actual team. Like, they're trying to get each other better instead of just, like, fuck you, I'm gonna be the guy. Like, everyone's trying to mesh and become a team, which is what you need to be great.
Yeah, no, and I definitely agree with that for sure, because just thinking about our teams that we were on, like, it was never about the talent. It was never about, you know, us not having enough to win. Like, we had everything we needed to compete to win. And so, like, what do you think, like, from your perspective and having gone through that, lived through that, what do you think was the missing piece from our teams, like, from us actually taking that next step and becoming a championship of football team?
You're talking about now, from back in the playing. I think we just needed some consistency, because like we were talking about with the offense versus defense thing, it kind of just felt like we could never, like, it would always feel like one game an offense would do good, the next game defense would do good. And we never had that true consistency. And obviously it doesn't help that we had dealt with a lot of injuries, like, throughout the seasons. I think that there were just also, like, some games where we just kind of just didn't plan the best. And like the coaches will tell you this. I talk to Coach Burns all the time, like about like especially 2019 season. Like I think that go back to that Florida game. I feel like that was like one game we kind of underestimated our opponent, and I kind of think we came out. They came out on fire, and I was, I told, I try to tell everyone, I'm like, they're gonna come out on fire. Like this is Swamp. Like I grew up a Florida fan. I know how they're gonna come out. So I think like that.
I
That's
think it's
kind of like.
crazy you said that because, bro, I grew up a Florida fan as well, and so like being able to play in the Swamp that year in 2019 was absolutely unreal. And so like when we went into that environment, like I felt kind of like what you felt, like that we kind of had a lackadaisical kind of week of practice, and like we were just more so excited to be there in that kind of environment and not really locked in on the team we were playing. And so like you said, they came out on fire and we tried to make a late game push, but it was too late.
It's
And
too
so
late, yeah. And I feel
yeah,
like
that environment was
that's kind of
crazy.
one of our kind of things, because also doesn't have like, we go back to 2018, like LSU game, we lose on a we should have put the game away, but we kind of got a little too conservative, and then they made some great plays and then kicked them in the game. So it's kind of like some things also was just unfortunate. Like things come down to just like it happens, like the other team's good, but then we just had some times of just we just weren't locked in as we should be. And I think we didn't know at the time, because obviously we're young, 18, 19, 20 years old. So like we think we're on top of the world, but there are some times we just had to lock in more. And I think that's what I look back on. I know with my career, like I have a lot of things I look back on. I think I could have done a lot more.
Right.
And that's just from mine. I know everyone kind of looks back on that the same way, like from their days. And so I think that's kind of what held us back from becoming that top team that we should have been.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree for sure. And I think just double back to spring right quick, man. Just obviously Auburn just finished wrapping up spring here recently. And a big thing among a lot of people was just like the quarterback struggles, maybe some, especially particularly in the spring game, and then maybe some offensive line struggles throughout the practices that they went through. Just I want to know from your perspective, being an offensive player, having gone through system changes where offensive coordinators come in the spring, you have to install a new system. What is that process like, and why is it not time for this team here in 2026 to hit the panic button?
Well, obviously, spring is first 17. You're literally installing a brand new system, brand new offense. Obviously, they brought a lot of care from USF, and so they have a lot of consistency within that. But also, when you look at what the offense is, what the strength is built around, like with Byron, he's not a run first guy, but the QB run game is a big part of his game. And obviously, in a spring game, you're not gonna run a lot of QB power, QB draw, QB design runs, because it's a spring game. He's not getting hit anyway, so. So I think that also, you take that, and then also they run a little bit more of a vanilla type of offense, just kind of not to show anything. But from what I saw, like there's nothing to panic on. Like you got half the offense, which is the QB run game, out, not even there. And then also, on defense, like we're running the same plays every damn day. Y'all gonna know what's coming. So
Exactly.
like, so it's like I that's what I, that's what pisses me off sometimes in training camp. Like we running the same damn plays. And we going to scrimmage. Like it's not gonna look pretty. It's
It's the
just
same
not.
verbiage and all.
It's
Like, we know exactly
not going
what's
to look
coming.
pretty, and that's kind of what you know. So really, it's all about just fighting through that adversity, and that's really what the coach wants to see. They just want to make sure you're not messing up. They want to make sure you're doing your job and make sure you make a play when the ball comes to you.
Absolutely. Now, just to kind of quickly elaborate, pause. One, two, three. No, absolutely. And just to kind of quickly piggyback on that, man, like that's exactly what I was saying after the spring game, right? Like it's a new system, it's a new entire offensive line, and it's a lot of guys that's coming together for the first time trying to mesh. And then you've already got a defense that's been in this system, a lot of guys returning. And so obviously they're a little further ahead. And so I obviously agree with you that it's nothing to panic about at all. And I honestly liked what I saw in the spring game. Especially because, like you
Oh
said, he
yeah.
wasn't able to use his legs. So obviously, there's things to clean up, of course. But like his run game, like you can't just X that out, right? Like that's what makes him dynamic, and so I think he's going to be extremely special.
Yeah, and what I liked about too was just being able to just hand the ball off, and we were getting like it doesn't look sexy, but 3 yards a pop is something. Last year we kind of got away from the run. This year it seems like we're pounding the rock and being able to get that consistently 3, 4 yards a pop, like that on a defense, that puts you on your toes, because now you can't drop back and just stay in too high. You got to bring someone down.
Exactly. No, for sure. All right. So zooming out a little bit, right, from Auburn and evaluating the entire landscape of college football. Like when you look at everything that has changed in college football, not just Auburn, like NIL, how guys move, like the transfer portal, how teams are being built, Like, what do you see has changed? Like, what has changed the most to you?
I know, like, obviously, like, the money has changed, the recruiting has changed, but I think what most has changed is just the consistency. Like, because, you know, at the end of every year, like, we know everyone's coming back. Like, if you're not a junior or a senior, like, you're a freshman, you know you're coming back for your next year. If you're a sophomore, you're coming back for your next year. But now it just seems like every single year, like, everyone's playing a one-year deal at their school, and then either get a new deal to stay or they're leaving. And it's like, it's kind of like they're defaulting to leaving unless they're convinced to stay. And that's kind of what the biggest difference is to me. Like, I know, like, obviously a lot of money's getting thrown in, and money's part of it. NIL's part of it. Transfer portal's part of it. But we had a transfer portal when we were there, and that people still stayed. People didn't really leave until they had to. And so that's what I think the main thing is. That's kind of what I don't like about it, because, like, I couldn't see myself, like, going to Auburn for 1 year and then leaving, going to, like, say Auburn, go to Florida 1 year, next year, and then leave again and go to, like, Ohio State. Because now I feel like I don't have, like, a true, like, home that I was at. So now, right, like, I don't have a true identity to stay with. Like,
right.
I couldn't, like, you know, I feel like kids are kind of, yeah. And, like, kids are kind of, like, cheating themselves out of it. Because unless you're, like a top, top player, like, a lot of times they don't care. They don't care if you're there for 1 year. It's like, okay, you left. Exactly. You left us. Yeah. We don't care about you.
No, I definitely agree with you on that, man. Just, like, I think it's just such crazy times right now, just with everything going on. And like you said, like, we knew if you weren't a senior or you weren't a top draft pick, first, second round, maybe third as a junior, like, we were going to have the same team next year. We're going to get the guys that were coming in from high school, and we're going to continue to build and grow. And so I think that's what kind of made our teams close, because we grew with each other. We learned with each other. We went through that fire with each other. And now it just feels like free agency. Like, I'm going to come here, play on my one-year deal. At the end of the year, if you
don't get the money
that I want, then I'm leaving and I'm going to the next school. And so, like, with that comes, like, are these kids even still graduating? Like, are we still taking education serious? Like, things like that. So I kind of wonder about that. Do you ever, like, think about that?
I think about it some, because obviously, like, because I haven't even graduated yet, but miles more because I left early. But, like, I feel like the best, like, some of the best parts that I remember back in college was, like, that time between, like, because I didn't do spring football, but, like, that time between the season ending and spring, where I was running track and y'all were doing fall workouts, but, like, we were able to, like, still, like hang out and just chill and just be people, just be friends. And then that's kind of, like, I feel like kids are kind of cheating themselves out of that now, because they're leaving right after the season, going home to train, which obviously, like, that's not nothing to be ashamed of, like, going home to train, but, like, you're kind of losing that, like, camaraderie and that, like, the connections you make along the way. And I kind of feel like these teams aren't as close. It's kind of, they're a lot of talented teams. And that's kind of what Auburn kind of ran into. Auburn, a lot of teams with that have a lot of talent, paid for a lot of talent. Like, they have a lot of talent, but they're not really connected. And that's kind of what we talked about at the start of this.
Like, absolutely. Yeah. Now that culture and, like, being connected, like, that's team first. And that's one thing about football that'll never change. And so
you just need a team.
Current state of college football, right? And, like, let's really get into this NIL thing, because there's no getting around it. That is today's college football. And so I have to ask you, what are your real true feelings about NIL, and how do you think it would have affected you when you were in college?
So I think NIL as it stands is some bullshit. And it's because, like, NIL was supposed to be, like, you shouldn't be getting, like, fined for signing autographs. Shouldn't be getting suspended for you should be able to, if you're a Heisman, you should be able to be in the Heisman house while still in college. You should be able to shoot these commercials for being a good player. Like, if you're a Jeremiah Smith, Cam Coleman, like, you're supposed to be able to get all these brand endorsement deals because you're that good of a player. And that's what NIL was for, and that's what it was good for. And I think I missed out on it, but I think, 2021, 2022, when they first introduced it, it was, like, perfect, because, like, everyone was getting, like, decent amount of money to just kind of just, especially for local businesses, like, that's what it was really good for. But now it kind of just turned into collectives, like, pay for play. Yeah, like, free agency. And I kind of don't like that about it. And, like, so I'm not against, like, NIL, like, in theory, but I think in practice as it is right now, I think it's very unsustainable, honestly.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel you on that, just because, like, my last year at Auburn was the first year that you're talking about of, like, the real NIL. And so we were actually doing, like, appearances and, like, food deals with local restaurants and things like that. Like, it was actually NIL. And so to see what it's become, like, so quick, so fast, and how much it's grown into what it's become, like, it's absolutely crazy.
Yeah, that's my honest thoughts on it. Like, people always like try to say like, oh, you get paid, players are getting paid. No, like I'm jealous, but I'm not like jealous because they're getting paid so much money. Like I'm jealous because I missed out on it.
Right.
But I think they're fine to get the
born,
money.
He was born a few years too early.
Yeah, like if I was coming out now, shoot, with my track stuff too, I'd make man a pretty penny. I'm not even trying to flex. I'm just trying to. That's what I think it would have been. Cause it how like. I think like now, like a starter in the SEC is like at minimum a mil, like right now.
Definitely.
And it's only getting higher.
Yeah, definitely.
Like it's just crazy. But
For sure. I definitely feel you on that for sure, brother. And so obviously talking about NIL, right? What is one NIL deal that you wish you would have gotten while you were in Ann Arbor?
You know, I gotta say, you know. With my speed and everything, you know, coming in freshman year, fastest kid of the class, I would have loved that Dodge Hellcat NIL deal. I would need it because, you know, fastest recruit, fastest kid on the plains, got to look like it. You got to drive like it.
Absolutely. No, you definitely would have got that for sure. And that would have been crazy. But yeah, man, before we get you out of here, I just got to ask you this. What was your favorite moment or memory while you were at Auburn?
So obviously the Iron Bowl is going to pop up like that 2019. That was a crazy game, but I didn't get to play in that. I got injured on my first play of the game. So like, I can't really count that, but really what I remember was my freshman year, 2018, when we came back against Texas A&M and we all ran on the field at the rants of the student section, which is cause you know, that season was up and downs. Like we know we should have been better. We had some terrible losses that we shouldn't have had, but we knew like that game was kind of like our, like we know what we are. Like obviously a bit frustrated, but like we kind of got to get it all out for that game. And then we had to come off the field because there's still a second left. And then y'all stopped the Hail Mary and we just ran on the field again, did it all over again. And yeah. I think that was kind of like,
you just unlocked a core memory for me, bro. Like I forgot, like when I think about my favorite games, like, that's one of the further ones down the line that I think about, but like you really just unlocked, because I forgot we had to come back for the 1 second, and you know how 1 second is in Jordan Hare, like anything.
Oh yeah, it's crazy. So
we were all on the side, like we were all like, man, we're like, are you kidding me? And then for us to, you know, obviously win the game and then celebrate again, like, yeah, that was crazy for sure.
Yeah, and that was like, because like that was one game, like we talked about offense, defense, everyone was just a team, and everyone just had the same amount of excitement. Like it. Obviously, it felt like we beat Bama, even though it wasn't Bama. But it's right. Just because of how we had to come back and how we just got together. We didn't give up because we were down. We were down two possessions. Like we were down two possessions with like 5 minutes left. We could have easily just laid down and quit, but we didn't. Both sides of the ball did their thing, and we celebrated like a team after that. Then yeah. I think not gonna get into it, but I think there was some stuff that happened after the game. But not gonna get into that.
It's always stuff happening after the game. Yeah,
you know how it go.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that people remember for sure, moments like that. But yeah, I want to take it one step further. When it's all said and done, like when you forget the speed, forget the stats, what do you hope people remember about your time at Auburn?
Shoot, I just hope that I remember that someone who loved the brand, who will live and die for the brand, because even to this day, like, because my when I left Auburn, like I kind of had a not an ugly breakup, but it definitely wasn't pretty. But like I didn't, like at the time, like you never know at the time. Like that's the one thing about life, you never really know in the moment. You realize it after. And so like when I came back last year from Iron Bowl, like I realized like how much I love this place, and I really just want to go down as someone that loved the school and would do anything for the school to be successful. And that's kind of really all I really care about. I don't care about I don't care about when people talk about like what I did on the field. Like I don't even think I did anything good on the field. Like I think I was just a solid player. But I just hope that I'm someone that can just go down as someone who loved the brand.
Yeah, no, you were definitely awesome as a teammate, brother. You were a fantastic player, man. And obviously, we all wish things could have went differently, but you know that's life, right? And so, but obviously, man, I appreciate you coming on, bro, for real. For everybody watching, that's Anthony Swartz, aka Flash. And this is Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from people who really lived it. War Eagle, and we'll catch y'all on the next one.
Sir, War Eagle.